Happy Friday, Squamish. Today sees yet another Environment Canada weather warning in effect for Howe Sound. Windy conditions with gusts up to 90 km per hour are expected this morning before easing later this afternoon. An area of low pressure off the Washington coast this morning will approach Vancouver Island this afternoon. Ahead of the low, northerly outflow winds have increased through Howe Sound with peak wind speeds expected this morning. Winds will ease this afternoon, reads the warning. Damage to buildings, such as to roof shingles and windows, may occur. Loose objects may be tossed by the wind and cause injury or damage. High winds may result in power outages and fallen tree branches. Motorists, especially in high-profile vehicles, may expect hazardous driving conditions on highways subject to strong crosswinds. Squamish meteorologist Jason Ross says rain and wind will continue into the weekend, but clear skies are on the way. An area of low pressure will deepen off Vancouver Island today, bringing multiple fronts into southwestern BC today through early Saturday, with precipitation heavy at times and gusty winds, Ross said. A high-pressure ridge will build over northern BC on Sunday, with clearing skies and bringing drier conditions into next week. Freezing levels will fluctuate, 1,000 meters today, rising to near 1,500 meters this evening, and lowering back to near 1,000 meters on Saturday and Sunday. Today will be cloudy with a 60% chance of showers this morning. We will see a high of 3°C and a low down to minus 1°C overnight. Tonight, we can expect rain amounting to between 10 to 15 millimeters. Tides: the next high tide today is at 11:36 a.m., height 4.7 meters, according to the government's website. The next low tide will be at 6:51 p.m., 3.1 meters, and the final high tide will be at 9:41 p.m., 3.2 meters, BC. Extremes: yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was White Rock, which hit 11.5°C, according to Environment Canada data. The high in Squamish yesterday was 6.1°C. The coldest spot in BC on November 21 was Fort Nelson, which dropped to minus 27.2°C. Yikes. Today's hot spot is set to be Pitt Meadows, which could reach 11.5°C. The coldest spot is slated to be Fort Nelson, again, which is set to dip to minus 29.2. Double yikes. Sunrise and sunset: sunrise on November 22 was at 7:37 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4:21 p.m. Moon phase: the moon is in its last quarter, or third quarter, phase, because the Earth, Moon, and Sun are at a right angle instead of a straight line, and the Moon and Sun pull in different directions. The third quarter phase has the smallest effect on the ocean's tides. This lack of tidal bulge is known as a neap tide. In most parts of the world, this phase rises in the middle of the day, setting in the middle of the night, reads the Copernic Observatory and Science Center site. The moon's illumination is currently 53.71%. The moon is currently located in the constellation of Leo, according to phasesmoon.com. Moonrise is at 11:32 p.m. Moonset is at 1:22 p.m. Seawater temp: according to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 8.6°C. Based on historical data over a period of 10 years, the warmest water in this day in Howe Sound was recorded in 2016 and was 9.5°C, and the coldest was recorded in 2011 at 7.3°C. Seawater temperature in Howe Sound is expected to drop to 7.9°C in the next 10 days. The average water temperature in November in Howe Sound is 8.8°C, the minimum temperature is 7.3°C, and the maximum is 11.2°C. Winter tires: don't forget, since October 1, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. On BC roads and highways where winter tires are required, passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol, or M+S, on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32, reads the 4 Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Events to note: there's always something going on in this town. Here are some events that caught our eye. Today, get down with Fort Knox 5 and Crippled Wheel at Trickster's Hideout, from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. Celebrate Pete's birthday bash at Trickster's Hideout with Fort Knox 5 and Crippled Wheel for a night of bass, funk, disco, house, and D&B, reads the listing. November 28 to Deck Point 14. Check out Squamish at dusk at 38550 Loggers Lane from 4:30 to 9:30 p.m. Enjoy magical evenings of illumination at Squamish at dusk, which brightens Rose Park for 3 weekends from the 28th of November. Experience immersive environments, light art, and interactive light installations, reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Driving issues to note today: no traffic issues today. Gas prices in Squamish: regular gas is going for 167.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar, located at 9001 Valley Doctor in Pemberton. Petrol is going for 169.9 per liter at Petro-Canada, located at 1440 Portage Road, according to GasBuddy. One of the least expensive places for gas today in BC is Penticton, where you can fill up for 144.9 per litre at the Gen 7 fuel station, located at 101 Green Mountain Road in Vancouver. You can fill up for 167.9 per litre at the Mobil, located at 350 Southeast Marine Drive.